I'm Avi Arditi. Roseanne Skirbel is away, but joining me from Los Angeles is English teacher Lita Baker to explain our topic on Wordmaster this week. It's a feature of the language called compounding.
Compounding is when we take two words in English and we put them together to make a brand new word. For example, you can take the word race and the word car, and you can put it together and you have a race car. But interestingly, you can also combine those two words together in the opposite order, car plus race, and then you have
car race.
Car race, which is a kind of
race.
Isn't that interesting? So a race car is a kind of car, and a car race is a kind of race. One of the rules, I guess, of the meaning of compounds in English is that the core meaning is the word on the right.
So what are some other examples?
Well, there are all kinds of compounds in English. The most common ones are when we combine two nouns. So race car, housekeeper. One of the things that's confusing about compounds is the spelling, because sometimes it's written as two words, for example, race car. Sometimes it's written as one word, for example, housekeeper. And sometimes it's written with a hyphen. I actually would have to check this myself, but I think the word babysitter is written with a hyphen. Now, the point is, even native speakers of English don't always know how to spell compounds, and they have to consult a dictionary. So I would give my students exactly the same advice. Now, let's move away from the written language and talk about the spoken language. The first word is normally the one, well, always the one that is stressed. So notice, for example, that we say race car, housekeeper, blackbird, makeup, babysitter. You see how the first, we've talked on this program about word stress before. In a compound, the first word is the one that gets stressed, and that's one of the things that actually identifies as a compound. What if you have, for example, where does the President of the United States live?
In the White House.
In the White House, and it's stressed on the first word. But I live in a White House. So there's a difference between a compound, which is a unit that has a meaning of its own, like White House, as opposed to a house that happens to be white. Another famous example of that is blackbird, which is a specific type of bird, and a black bird, as opposed to a blue bird or red bird, you see? So what we have to do in the classroom, first of all, explain to students what I've just explained to you, and then do what we call ear training. I can propose a couple of activities that teachers can do that can help students to learn compounds. One of them is a simple matching activity where, you know, you have two columns, and what the students have to do is take a word from the first column and match it with a word in the second column and, you know, create the compound and then practice saying it correctly. So a simple matching activity. But there's another activity that is really fun, and that is to take these, you know how we were talking about the difference between White House and White House,
mm-hmm.
or blackbird and blackbird. You take those phrases and you try to create, this is kind of for advanced students, but try to make one sentence that that contains both of those. So as an example, I saw a White House on my way to the White House. Can you hear the difference?
Uh-huh.
Or I saw a black bird, but I'm not sure if it was a blackbird. I've done this, and it's lots of fun. You see students are, you know, they're pounding on the desk trying to figure out where the stressed word is and so on.
Lita Baker speaking to us from the VOA Bureau in Los Angeles. Her most recent books are Real Talk and Real Talk 2, Authentic English in Context. And that's Wordmaster for this week. You can learn more about American English at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. I'm Avi Arditi.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.